Hey, everybody, welcome to Mattman, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zan. Of course, I'm joined by the one-man beefcake, Rich Stamboli.
Oh, it's one man, it's one beef, and it's all cake.
A beefcake? What would a beefcake be? Like a literal beefcake.
Like a meatloaf.
You think like a meatloaf is
like
a beefcake?
Like a big meatloaf.
I'm thinking like the powder, you know, like the box cake.
Like a three-tiered cake?
Yeah. You're doing your cake, you put in your chocolate chips, you put in your whatever, and then you just drop a hunk of meat.
Just like a raw slab of meat?
A raw slab of meat and just bake it.
Can we do the intro like other internet personalities that are irritating?
Like who?
You have to go, hi guys. What? Like, and shake your head at the camera.
Hi guys.
Everybody does that. I was watching like a bunch of stuff the other day.
Hey guys, Andrew here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I can't do it with the headset.
You see it a lot in tech, right? You see that.
It's like tech and geek stuff.
This is it. You want to hear it?
I want to do it.
Okay. Hey guys, Andrew here, and today we're reviewing the top 10 ways Thanos sucked my dick.
Yo, that's perfect.
Everything.
Hey guys, Rich here. We're going to talk about everything you love about professional wrestling.
How many top 10 Avengers videos have you seen on
None.
YouTube?
None. I refuse to watch anything.
So
I hate content. Can I tell you something quick?
Yeah. I hate content.
I don't know if we're included in this. But I think I had a weird realization yesterday. I felt like I woke up from like a Rip Van Winkle sleep. And I was like, yo, great. I love podcasters and podcasting. But you know what? For the most part, it's no better than college radio.
No, it's worse. No, man. It's worse. It's worse than college radio. I'm going to tell you. I think the YouTube stuff is even worse.
Yeah.
I was dying sick this week. That's why we really didn't do a show on Tuesday, or Thursday.
So you watched a lot of stuff.
So no, I watched one fucking thing, and I passed out. And it played all of his videos. And now my YouTube recommended video is this one guy, and I don't know his name. He does a top 15 for spooky things.
Oh yeah.
And this is his cadence. Okay.
Yeah. Go.
Number 15, ever walk down the park and see something scary and not know what it is? Well, it might be your friend's ghost. Susan from New Jersey recorded a video of him walking in a park and he saw his friend hanging from a noose. Boy, that's scary. Hey, my name is Chills. Follow me on Instagram if you want to see my face at Dylan is Chillin.
Oh,
that's his name. Dylan is Chillin. My entire goddamn YouTube recommended list is this one jabroni's video over and over again. And his voice is so uncomfortable. The cadence, the just his tone is so uncomfortable. Every time he talks, it's like this.
Yeah.
Millions of fucking views.
Oh yeah,
millions. I'm not exaggerating. Like millions.
This is where we start sounding like old men.
Oh, we are old men. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I am an old man.
Hey guys, let's talk about Braun Strowman. What a powerhouse! No, that's not. All right.
let's talk about wrestling. So
let's talk about wrestling.
Yeah, what you think? First of all, let's talk about that pay per view. Terrible.
What
happened? Did not enjoy it.
What was the pay per view?
the one that people walked out of.
Was it Backlash?
So I know it's old news,
old hat.
Yeah, it's old news. So I don't want to like go into deep detail about the show, but a couple things were wrong here. One, the Nakamura match with AJ was very good.
Oh
except
yeah,
except for the finish. The finish was a cop out.
I liked it.
So they're gonna be doing a last man standing match.
Love 21 minutes, by the way, that match.
It was a great match until the finish, and Nakamura should have won. I think Nak should have won.
I think they're saving that for something.
The
man.
Seth Rollins match. Great. Was very good.
20 minutes.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
And here's where everything falls apart, right? You put Joe and Roman on the main event.
Yeah.
They've gone long.
Yeah.
On the show. So
also a 20-minute match.
It's also a 20-minute match. Now it's like 11:30. You're doing rest holds.
Yeah.
You're doing headlocks. You know, you're slowing down the pace.
You're doing big guy moves.
People, at that point at 11:30, and a lot of these people travel from Long Island, from the from the city, from North Jersey.
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking, holy shit, I'm not going to get home till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
the walking out was not a reflection. I mean, to an extent it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
To an extent, absolutely. Let me say that. If it was captivating, it would have been, my God, I got to stay and watch this. But there's multiple components here as to why people walked out.
New Yorkers do not like to get stuck in traffic.
We do not. We do not like getting stuck in traffic at all.
Jersey, North Jersey, New York, and New Yorkers do not like getting stuck in traffic. I can see that. I don't think it was a reflection on the match quality. I think it was like, time to go.
Time to go. Yeah. It's we're not getting anything. This match means nothing in the long run. It's time to go. So now I'm seeing reports like, Vince McMahon, this was an eye-opening realization for Vince. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was not an eye-opening anything. You know what it was? Him justifying it as saying, oh, people want to get on the train.
Yeah.
That's why they're leaving, because they want to get home. The kids have school tomorrow.
Yeah, he knows. Vince knows. He's a New York guy.
Vince didn't say, oh, my God, this is it. Roman, this is it for Roman. This was the nail in the coffin. Because if there was any example of it being, let's not push Roman,
yeah,
there's 5,000 better ones than this.
Oh, 100 million. You know what? You know? Like, and guess what? You know what that number one reason is? Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman is the number one reason why they cooled off on that Roman push just a little bit. Roman also has like a weird stat where I think he has headlined more pay-per-views than Hulk Hogan.
Who?
Roman.
Roman has headlined more pay-per-views than... I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Cena?
Probably not Cena.
Definitely I don't
Hogan.
Know.
Hogan, like, I
Hogan
think
main event
that
for,
Hogan stat.
Yeah, know? But Hogan main evented from 84 to like 91.
Yeah. I read that stat the other day. It's a weird
stat. Oh, pay per views. Yes, yeah. That's possible. Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely possible because there's more pay per views now.
Yeah.
Yeah. In theory, there's way more pay per views.
Or it was like a WrestleMania status. I don't know. So anyway, they're cooling off on him because, look, man, like, they don't need Brock on TV. Brock's contract is running up and running out in August, right? Apparently the rumor is that Brock's not making it to SummerSlam with his current contract.
Well, he's going to beat CM Punk's record, I'll tell you that.
Right.
So how many days does he have on that?
I think he's got 40 more days.
He has 40 more days. He's going to beat it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
To beat CM Punk?
Yeah, I don't
think... But it's not beating CM Punk's record.
And how do you...
It's a different title.
Okay.
It's not beating his record. It's just another title. It's like saying... You know, it's any belt. It's like saying being U.S. champion for 500 days beat CM Punk's record.
Yeah.
CM Punk didn't have a universal title. It's not the same title.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Do you think they've created, I'm gonna posit to you this because I haven't heard this theory before, and I'd like to think I just made it. I like your mug. I like your Gat mug.
I got it when I worked there 20 years ago.
I wish it said booty on the other side.
Booty gap. Is it a gap booty or booty gap?
Booty gap. Here's my thing. I think the DC and Marvel are separate universes, or within the DC universe, there's alternate realities.
Yes.
In Marvel too. I think that's what Raw and SmackDown are supposed to be. I think
alternate universes
of
each other
of wrestling, right? Whereas they will regard that main title as the big title. You know what I mean? Like, so Brock holding.
Oh, I get it.
Right.
I
like, Brock holding it beats CM Punk's record, regardless of if it's the Universal or WWE
Championship.
Because
it's in this universe.
Because it's in that universe.
Okay.
Right? So it's weird because they put as much emphasis on both titles.
You know, I've asked somebody at the company, like someone that should know this. And I said, okay, so if John Cena wins the Universal title.
Right.
Does he become a 17-time world champion?
Mm-hmm.
And they turn around and say, this question is asked constantly, and nobody has the answer.
Yeah, because of that, there's that weird rule.
Technically, yes, he should, because you're counting the WCW, the World Heavyweight Championship, as a world title.
Right.
You're counting the WWE world title as a world title, but because they're both world titles.
Right.
At some point in their, you know, WWE title has gone from WWE Heavyweight Championship to WWE World Heavyweight Championship to, you know, they've changed it. But at some point in its incarnation, it's been a world title.
This
is not a world title.
Right.
I mean, it is.
It is.
But it's not.
I think.
It's not the Universal World Heavyweight Championship, you know?
I think, in retrospect, this title is an experiment that is close to going off the rails.
It is. It is going off the rails.
Because when you have, like,
there was four people who held it, right? You had Finn, Kevin Owens,
mm-hmm.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Then Brock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's four people. That's a good pedigree.
That's a very... And by the way, you know, when we talk about the why, and we brought this up a while ago, people were freaking out. Why did Goldberg hold his title? Why did Brock Lesnar hold his title?
Yeah.
It's not about the short term. It's about 10 years from now.
Where they could say...
When they create that, the lineage of this title, you mm-hmm. have Bill Goldberg holding the title. You have Finn Balor, the current guy. You have Kevin Owens, the current guy. You have Brock Lesnar, this unstoppable beast. It's right. adding to the lineage of the title.
Exactly.
Seth never had the title.
It's inflating the stats of the title. Exactly yeah. like you're saying. Like, let's say, like, Leo Rush, 10 years from
you
now.
Smell that?
It does smell like it's burning. What is that?
I don't know.
Come from outside?
I sure hope so.
You want to check your stove? Make sure you don't have... Are we gonna pass out right now? That does smell like gas.
No, it smells like either my neighbors turned their fireplace on.
Yeah.
Which is possible. Or my house is on fire. Deacon, can you come and check if my house is on fire?
Guys, we may be experiencing some very disastrous consequences yeah. right now.
Vince came up and goes, don't you dare question my booking.
He's outside with a twig, just, yeah. So the lineage.
The ether has gotten to me. The vapors.
The lineage of the title, like when Leo Rush wins the title 10 years from now.
Leo Rush is not winning the ether.
They're going to be like, this title was held by Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Finn Balor, and Kevin Owens.
You know, I don't know. It is what it is. But I've asked this question multiple. Are you looking out the window if there's a fire? Is it coming from there?
I don't know. I've been stuffed all week.
Yeah. I don't know.
Didn't mean to pull the curtain back, guys. The Rock is cooking. There you go. Are we on top of a gas mine?
I don't know. You know what? You keep talking. I want to go.
Andrew's going to go investigate this odor that's coming from God knows where. Anyway, let's take some questions while you guys are entertained by me right now. Any questions in the chat room? No, Seth Rollins did not hold the Universal title. I think we addressed that already.
Outside.
Is it coming from? Sure.
Yeah, it could be from the basement too.
Is it Deacon?
Could be on fire.
Is he decomposing?
I don't know. Deacon, can you check the basement if it's on fire? It's possible. So I don't know. Yeah, they really don't know. We won't know until like Brock Lesnar. How many WWE titles has he had? Not a lot.
No. He's like a
two-time Universal Champion.
Yeah. Two-time Universal Champion. No.
Mm-hmm. Remember, he lost it once. He lost it to Seth.
No.
Yeah. When Seth cashed in.
No, that was the...
That was Brock.
No, that wasn't the Universal title.
Oh, that was the World title.
That was the World title.
Interesting.
Let's look that up. Let's go WWE.
Oh, so that's interesting. So Brock has held both. Does it count as both for him?
Mm-hmm.
That is the interesting thing.
Let's look at Brock Lesnar. Brock.
Oh my God, we've only had four champions in 2 years.
Right, which is good. It's good for the lineage of the belt, but I also feel like the belt is a weird experiment, and if it doesn't pay off within the next year and a half, it's becoming...
So what do they do?
It's getting smushed into one. It's going to be the Undisputed Championship.
I really think they need to do one, and they need to have a traveling champion. The champion is on both brands.
Right.
It's...
Honestly... If that was the case, I would put it on AJ because that guy is the man. All right, 4-time WWE champion Brock Lesnar,
okay.
Right, 1-time Universal champion.
Okay, so is he a 5-time world champion?
A 5-time champion, sure.
A 5-time champion,
and he also held the IWGP title, which was the weird IWGP title.
Yeah, it was there was a big controversy with that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the one that also Kurt Angle held.
Kurt Angle, there was like two people, and then actually Nakamura beat him for that title.
And that's when they mushed it into they folded it into the regular lineage of the IWGP title. Yeah. Very strange thing. So, yeah, 2016, is when the championship was established at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
Great. Finn Balor, sucks that he got injured. Kevin Owens, great.
He had it for almost 200 days.
Kevin Owens, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Goldberg beat him.
And then all of a sudden Goldberg comes in, you know.
What a weird, like, spin-off, you know, like weird direction this took. Like, mm-hmm. Kevin Owens has a title and then Bill Goldberg wins. Like, where did Bill Goldberg come from? Oh no, Andrew told you in December 2015.
Right. you had your finger on the pulse of Bill
Goldberg. I'm boys with him.
So that itself makes it interesting because I feel like by Kevin Owens holding that title for so long, I think that he would have had a longer run with it if the Bill Goldberg thing fell through.
Yeah.
Right? And then I could have seen Rollins. You know, that could have been, I think initially, this championship was built for the new guys.
Yeah,
for the new
awesome
guys.
Yeah, I think it was for Finn to hold it for a while, and Rollins and Owens and
Dean and
those
guys. Dudes, right?
Yeah.
Your new blood. This is the new blood title. And then they were like, "Hey, Goldberg's coming back. Wait a minute, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. Let's put the thing on him."
It's crazy. Brock has held this thing for over a year.
It's an interesting experiment with regard to.
It is an interesting experiment.
All right, so old school 80s wrestling, right?
Listen, old school wrestling, your champion was never on TV, mm-hmm. rarely appeared, big time, he did big shows and that was it.
Right.
You didn't overexpose him. Mm-hmm. They're booking Brock like they would book, you know, a guy in the 60s.
Right.
You never had him on TV, but he would do house shows.
Right.
Or he would travel town to town.
Exactly.
Brock is not doing because there are no towns to go visit, but the reality is, you know, it's about overexposure. And I think right now, no matter how you do this, mm-hmm. the fans will shit on it with Brock Lesnar holding that title because he mm-hmm. doesn't fit the mold. I don't dislike Brock. I think his wrestling has gotten stale, in my opinion.
I think the whole thing's gotten
the
stale.
The whole thing has gotten stale, but that's not due to overexposure. I think that's due to him wanting to be limited with the way that he works.
Yeah. I think also this is also a part of the experiment with this and doing the Brock thing is very old school booking. I'll agree with you like that. They're booking Brock like the 60s, you know, where they don't need the belt to sell Raw out. You know, they don't need anything to really sell house shows because it's so like wrestling is so in right now, you know, it's one of the biggest pop culture phenomenons like on earth. Look at fandom. The second thing is that I think they're in a very interesting place where everybody's so connected through social media.
Yeah.
And everybody shits on everything because you can see everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
Right? WWE has never cared about that. They have never turned around and been like, "Oh, we made a mistake." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no make good with WWE. You know, there's no like, Daniel Bryan should have won the Royal Rumble. There's no make good on that. You know?
No, you can't fix that.
It's also part of major storytelling. You know? Like, they know what they're doing, and also it's happy accidents that happen, right? The same year that Daniel Bryan should have won that Rumble, guess who beat Evolution at? Guess who beat the entirety of Evolution at WrestleMania that year? Daniel Bryan. Right. So happy accident. People clamored for it so hard that they were like, you know what? Let's not only have him win, but let's have him beat this entire faction of new blood. That was new blood in the early 2000s.
Yeah, but
you know.
Okay, so here's the thing: if Daniel Bryan hadn't gone, if he had not gone away for 2 years, what would have happened? Mm-hmm. Well, give me your, you know, what you think would have happened.
I think he 3 years. His last match was just 2015. I think he would have floated around a little bit in the IC picture. I think he would have gotten into another comedy angle.
Yeah.
And I think he would have gotten into another world title picture. You know, I think you would have seen like a Nakamura Daniel Bryan earlier. AJ Styles Daniel Bryan
I don't know.
Earlier.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because everybody thinks like he would have held a title. I don't think he was ever going to hold that title for a long period. I think he was going to be, they did it just to do it. He didn't need the title. He was getting over anyway.
They did it just to do it.
Yeah, they did it just to do it because people were, you know, yelling and screaming. I really think he was going to drop that title to Batista or Randy Orton immediately.
Okay.
I don't think he was going to be a long-term champion. Like, mm-hmm. AJ's a long-term champion now. He's held that title because who's going to take it off of him? There's nobody to give that belt to.
Right. Plus, like, AJ Styles does nothing but prove himself.
Okay. Here's a great example. Okay. I brought this up. They're like, how come AJ's held that title?
Uh-huh.
Who's around to take that title off of AJ? I'm not saying with this new brand thing, but let's talk about, you know, with the shuffle. I'm saying like this. How long has he had the title at this point?
A while.
Let's see. WWE title. Let's do the list.
Mm-hmm. It's a big list.
I hate when I can't find because it's like such. WWE Heavyweight Championship.
The internet is very real right now. AJ Styles has, he is a
two-time.
Hold on. Yes. Why isn't this coming up at all? Two-time WWE champ, two-time U.S. champ.
Okay, so how long has he held this U.S. title, this WWE title?
Let's take a look right here.
Someone, if you could find it.
I'm very close. I'm very close to finding it. So the first time he won it was from Dean Ambrose, right? He had it for 140 days.
Okay, right now. The first time.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and then?
Hold on. Days held. Right, 140 days, and apparently now it's 185 plus.
185. Okay, so almost a year. He's held this title for almost a year.
And in between, because he won that, I remember that Ambrose match was awesome. And that was two years ago, right? And then he dropped it to Cena, which was a very short reign for Cena. And then it went Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, and then back to AJ Styles.
Okay.
Right? So very interesting.
So
like,
Jinder held it for what, 80 days?
Jinder held it for 170 days.
170, Jesus
Which
Christ.
Is awesome.
Okay.
I give the guy props. Yeah. But it's very interesting because between you had the first AJ reign. I'm gonna look this up because it's very fascinating. So Rollins held that title for 220 days in 2015, right?
Rollins.
Right.
And then he got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was vacated.
Yeah.
Okay. Roman had it for a day. Then Sheamus had it for 22 days, right? Remember when Sheamus...
Roman beat him.
Right. And then Roman had it for 41, then Triple H for 70, which was the lead-in to Mania, right?
Yeah.
Roman 70, Rollins for less than 20 minutes with the cash-in.
Yeah.
Dean had it 84 days, right? Now, this is where it gets very interesting because a year...
AJ beats Dean.
A full year later, they were like, let's give AJ a lengthy title reign. 140 days. And then filler.
By the way, his title reign was supposed to be way longer than that. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to hold that title for a long time, but but they decided to do that Jinder experiment.
Well, they did the Cena... Like, all right, so the first title reign, Cena wins, and Cena's reign lasted 15 days.
Yeah.
And then Bray Wyatt won the Elimination
Bray
Chamber.
Bray Wyatt won it. Yes.
So then Bray Wyatt held it for 50 days.
And then Randy Orton won it.
Randy Orton wins it at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. A 50-day title reign, drops it to Jinder, who held it for 100. So it's very, the current history of this is very interesting.
Yeah, so AJ never really, he dropped it to Cena, but just to get, again, just to get Cena to 16.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So if you look at this, there has been nobody, that really was the guy other than AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had Cena, but that was quick just to get the title on and make it 16.
Right.
You had Bray, and Bray got the title just so they could pass it to Randy to continue that storyline.
Right.
Because everybody else was in a program. And they needed to figure something out for Randy and him, and they moved the title over there.
At WrestleMania,
that was the match. Then they're like, hey, they came up with this crazy idea to give it to Jinder.
This guy's
this
looking
experiment.
Good.
he's looking Vescular.
Yeah, and Vescular. I think the right guy to put him with was Randy Orton, because that, yeah, in an ideal world, that is a very classic, typical
wrestling match.
Big, yeah, man match. Yeah. You know, yeah. Randy's 6'5".
All-American, yeah.
6'5",
beautiful skin.
Right, Jinder Mahal, 6'5", like shredded.
Bumpy skin.
Just good. And that was a good program,
yeah,
right?
We're the only ones. We're the only fucking so. ones. I'm going to tell you. Us and uh-huh. Indian Indian Americans and Punjabi,
yeah,
Americans,
yeah,
are the only ones that love this.
We're secret Punjabis.
We are, and Arab dudes. We are the only ones. There's nobody else that liked this reign. I absolutely loved it. I love a, yeah, foreign heel. Here's my Sheiky baby.
Yeah.
I love the concept of a real that. Strong foreign heel.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed it, but that's for my own, that's my own bias in enjoying this.
Both of us loved it.
Like, I loved it because it was so different. Now, is he a good worker?
Who cares?
He's fundamentally fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is we got to look at this as, when you look at a character like that,
mm-hmm,
he really shouldn't be the best wrestler, you know?
Right.
He's fine. He's okay. He's
he doesn't have
a little
to be.
Sloppy, but he's more character and hoopla
That's
than to, anything else.
To circle around, you saying Brock Lesnar's wrestling style is getting stale, that's where Brock is right now. He doesn't have to do anything.
Doesn't have to, but he's also his
presence.
I'm off on the Heyman thing, too. I think the Heyman thing is a little too much now.
Okay.
And I'm a big Paul fan. I think it's been overexposed at this point.
It's the presence thing. And that's the very interesting.
Yeah.
Again, like, there's so many layers to pro wrestling. And it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because you have, like, I think, ideally, at the end of the day, people who claim that they are wrestling purists, they want to see the belt on guys like Cesaro and, like, your quote-unquote grapplers, you know? Which is great. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, like, these guys are there to work guys who have better charisma and who have bigger personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jinder holding that title was, again, 170 days, awesome. Loved his promos. Just this heat, that pure heat. You know, that guy's a career heel at this point. You know?
Yeah.
And then AJ is the lovable, he's a superhero, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so back to what I was saying,
mm-hmm,
with AJ.
Yeah.
There's been nobody to really take that title off of him.
In what regard?
In the sense that, okay, you're the next guy, we're giving it to you. Because when Nakamura, by the time Nakamura, mm-hmm, came,
yeah,
he was stale. They killed him.
Interesting. Okay.
They killed him. By the time AJ and him, by the time he got to Rumble and he won Rumble,
mm-hmm,
it was over.
Okay. I think there's still hope for Nakamura.
Oh, now there is.
Yeah,
now,
oh,
with,
yeah,
this heel thing, there is.
Which I feel like this
by
was...
By the way, is he a heel? He's a babyface. He goes, I no speak English, and then he looks at the camera and gives it a wink.
Yeah.
And everybody pops.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a babyface. He's fucking with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Classic heel.
He's heel, though. I enjoy it, but there... I don't know. I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
Actually, hold on. Okay.
All right. That's your theory?
That is 100% true.
Okay, interesting.
It really comes down to...
That's interesting.
You know, and I saw someone write, I miss wrestling when people didn't say, who's the agent and who booked this and who was the writer. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I get it. I get that. Sometimes you got to watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to say, okay, who is the agent to these matches?
Right.
And why are we getting that kind of finish?
Right.
You know, why are we... getting that.
Yeah. It's not because the guys aren't talented. It's because the way the machine works.
It's the way that the machine works, but everything is done.
Because you can't, like, you can't trust a guy not to drop an F-bomb, I think. Like, because if you, all right, here's a good example.
Big Cass got shit on SmackDown.
Yeah.
For breaking script and beating up the little guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why? He furthered the character. Why? Why is that a point of you to say, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You're in trouble now.
It's weird, man, because, like, I think when it was more of, like, the cowboy mentality of it, like, the early days of WWF, right? WrestleMania 4, I was watching WrestleMania 4 the other day, and Hogan cut this promo about the fall. Like, he cut a promo about how he's going to slam Andre the Giant harder than WrestleMania 3. And it's going to create a crack in the fault line from Manhattan to Tampa. and that his Hulkamaniacs are going to have to swim to safety.
Yeah.
And if they can't swim to safety, he's going to carry them on his back.
Yeah.
The largest back in the world, brother. Yeah. Grab onto the pythons. That was just off the top of his head. There was nobody saying, like, Hulk Hogan, Mr. Hogan?
Yeah.
Here's what we want
here's
you to say.
Here's what we want you to say.
I yeah. think it's because of, like, and that, again, this is the one of the cowboy eras of wrestling where it's, like, the audience of one was Vince yeah. McMahon, sponsors, whatever. Now it's, like, how many foundations are they donating
to? You can't offend this foundation. You can't offend that foundation. You can't say this about this one. You can't mm-hmm. say boys and girls. You got to say everyone. You yep. got to say WWE Universe. You have to say, yep. You can't say men and women because, God forbid, you don't identify as a man or mm-hmm. a woman. You might be offended. And this goes throughout culture. Like, this right. is our culture right now. We're in this weird bubble, right?
So there's limitations now yeah. on what you watch on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think because of those limitations, we're also like the complaints that most wrestling fans have are useless.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, which we get a lot of them. I really do think that also hurts it. I think 90% yeah. of complaints are useless complaints. There's a good 10% that are justified and it's sure. right. But I mean, there is. Well, I forgot what match it was. Mm-hmm. And we wrote, how could you not like this match? What was that match? Do you remember?
I forgot what it was. I know what you're talking about, but I forgot the exact thing.
Oh, Ciampa and Gargano.
Yeah.
Okay? Gargano, Ciampa.
Yeah.
Freaking masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That match was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And we put out the calendar, the poll, and mm-hmm. we said, what did you think? 90-something mm-hmm. percent. Loved it, and there was that 5% that hated it. And yeah. then, and I said, please tell me why. If you disliked it, tell me why. And the complaints made no freaking sense.
Right.
He should have held in the sleeper a little longer. So, and that was the point that you hated the match?
Yeah.
He should have sold his leg a little longer.
This did it for me up until this point.
I mean, you know, we watch things as cynics. And not
culturally.
Yeah.
And not us.
I mean, we have to look at it and evaluate it. And no matter how bad it is, we're still kind of positive on it. Well, right. we'll recognize the flaws, but
it's still fun.
But the hysteria of I'm canceling the network and F this and F that is bizarre.
I remember when wrestling was wrestling.
And you ask people, you know, and there are moments that I ask people like, okay, well, give me your, like, what era did you come up in? And a lot of them are from a really shitty era. They're from, like, the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the reality is you had five guys that put on decent matches, and you had very strong characters. The wrestling took a back seat.
Right.
And you had a bunch of crappy matches of Val yeah. Venus facing DOA.
Yep, yeah.
And all it is whips to the rope and bouncing off the ropes over and over and over again. That's all the freaking matches were, just running the ropes.
I think
DQ finishes.
People choose to forget the negatives when it's something that they like. I think that's the thing with this era. It's very interesting because, like, we're getting older and we can see, like, we're still young men, still young boys, but it's fun kind of seeing, like, this younger generation of fans who are really into it, but not, like, they're not cynical yet, but they are at the same time, where it's like you have your split of, like, really hyper analytical wrestling fans, right? That, like, just don't get it, and they don't, like, I think it's just people who, like, hyper-analyze creativity, which I think is just, like, a weird thing to do. The other half are people who still think it's real, which I love, and I think that's amazing. If you go on any comment, I want to do a bit on the show in the future where we take a WWE superstar and go through, like, their Instagram comments,
yeah.
and you'll see how many, like, Nakamura's a good example.
Look at disgusting.
Nakamura's feed, and yeah. people were like, I used to like you, but now I don't because you hit AJ in the balls. What's
yeah.
wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you know, you should be fired for this. How could you do that to another man? It's great. It's great.
You know, I get people that ask me every day, like, not every day, but regularly, like, people I work, they're like, this isn't uh-huh. real, right? Like, they'll say, like, it's not real.
Like, yo,
like, they'll ask me, like, they'll tell me and ask me at the same time, like, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's 2018. Like, how do we still have this concept of maybe it's real?
That means that that wrestling is still doing its job.
Still doing its freaking job.
I have another theory.
Yeah.
If you want to hear it, I don't know if you do, but You know how like sometimes you'll hear like backstage stuff with guys, and you're like, oh, we didn't like each other, like during the Attitude Era and things like that, right? Like, oh, this guy was blah blah blah, and we didn't like each other, and this and that. Yet sometimes you'll see pictures of like all of these dudes hanging out together, and I kind of feel like that backstage heat that people always talk about is one of the biggest works in wrestling. I think everybody got along. I think everybody was just like, you know, we're cool, man. Let's just work the let's kayfabe the shit out of this, you know. I saw like a picture of Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold on a beach together from like 96, you know, and they're both smiling and having fun. They were like hugging each other. And you know what? When you hear these guys talk about that era, they're like, oh, we didn't like each other. We never hung out. He was okay.
Yeah.
Never wanted to be, you know, like, it's just not my guy. I think that's like the biggest kayfabe work. And now it's like, you can't really do that because you have people just dropping characters. You know what I mean? Like, Xavier Woods is up, up, down, down, which is a great show. He'll have like Baron Corbin playing Madden with like Big E, you know, being himself, not being the character on television, which I think is awesome. And wrestling in a fascinating way in 2018 has evolved into like just like its own form of media.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. But we have so many options.
Mm-hmm. That's what, exactly. Like, you can literally sit at home and watch wrestling all day from a million different companies and get exactly what you want out of it, you know?
You
writing a letter?
Yeah, I am. I don't understand the... Like, we have so many options, right? Like, mm-hmm. like you have TNA, obviously, which they're doing decent TV. We have Ring of Honor. You have Japan. You have mm-hmm. all these shows happening. Mm-hmm. Cody might pull off the first 10,000.
I think he's doing it. I think he's doing it. I want to go.
New Japan's running the Cow Palace.
Yep.
You know, there's so much happening, mm-hmm. but yet the ratings are plummeting.
Yeah, this week had the two lowest ratings of the year. On both shows, right?
Yeah, they were both very low.
Both major shows. Yeah. Do you think Cody's going to pull it off?
I don't know.
I think he's going to do it, man. I think.
I don't know. I don't know if he'll pull off 10,000. I don't know.
I think he'll do it. I think he'll do the 10,000, and I think the big surprise is going to... He's going to have a couple of surprises up his sleeve because of his connections. I think one surprise is going to be Jericho, and I think one surprise is going to be CM Punk.
I hope. Well, Jericho, yes. Mm-hmm. I do think Jericho might show up.
But Jericho's going to do it.
I'm hoping CM... So let's talk about that. So CM Punk is... he's...
Doing a signing at Pro Wrestling
signing
Tees
at Pro
that weekend.
Well, actually, let's go before that. He's fighting...
Right.
In July?
August? Yeah. July, August?
July, whatever. UFC 225. Mm-hmm. And that's it. He had a two-fight deal.
Mm-hmm.
So now he'll be free. Listen, I admire the fact that he thought he could do it. June 22nd, there you go. Thanks,
MG Geek.
I admire the fact that he attempted this. This is something he's wanted to do. It's great. You know what? Get your ass kicked. Whatever. It takes balls to do that.
Right.
I know a lot of people that do that. I know a lot of professionals that do that. I know a lot of amateurs that do that. Mm-hmm. And the amount of chutzpah that you need...
Mm-hmm.
To go and say, punch me in the fucking face.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And for all the people that are saying, like, oh, look at you get your ass kicked. I guarantee you, none of these people. I would love to see any of them do it. Any of them. Because there'd be no possible way. That they would even consider doing it. That they would ever consider getting punched and kicked and...
Right.
It's a... I don't get that mentality of attacking him for that, but I do mm-hmm. see him coming back. He's 100% going to come back to wrestling.
Uh-huh. There's
too much money on the table. It's his passion still. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going
to
do it.
Plus, it's not like he stopped talking to his friends. You know, I think that's a big issue. And it's interesting because he's been away from wrestling for so long that... Number one, he's still talked about. Number two, his name is still chanted in arenas. Number three, for a guy who hasn't wrestled in 4 years, people still want this guy to do something. You know, there's still like a fan base there for him. I think if he does All In near Chicago, near his home city. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Near his home city, I think he will be that catalyst that pushes that over.
Yeah, I mean, it would be big. But where do you go from there?
What do you mean?
Where do you go?
After All In?
Yeah.
I think that's just, they just to do it, I think the dudes are...
But you would need to announce CM Punk to sell those tickets.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It has to be announced.
I think it doesn't have to be announced before the tickets go on sale. I think it has to, like,
While the tickets are on sale?
The tickets are on sale.
Yeah, but when?
You know?
You know?
Well, the show's going to be in September, so you have...
When did the tickets go on sale? In July? I think July 15th?
I'm not sure. I think soon. Geek,
he would know.
Yeah, they're gonna. The tickets are gonna go on sale soon. If not, yesterday. So, I think the catalyst for that sellout could be a guy like CM Punk, a guy like Jericho. Imagine if the main event on that card was Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho for the IWGP Championship.
Oh my god!
Because we're getting Kenny Okada for.
And it's I believe this is the point that you put the title on Kenny.
Two out of three falls match.
Yeah.
Right? I think you put that title on Kenny. You have Kenny go to All In as the IWGP champion.
Oh, no. You know who turns? And then Okada turns on Kenny. Not Okada.
Bullet Club.
No, not Bullet Club. Bullet Club already turned on him.
Ibushi.
Ibushi.
Okay.
Ibushi turns on
him. And then you have that feud.
Yeah.
Right? But I think for that show, that All In show, Jericho versus Kenny for the IWGP championship.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
That's a sellout.
I love it.
I would go to that in a heartbeat.
But they did it already, him and Kenny.
Not for the belt, though.
They did it for U.S.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
would love it. Listen.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited, too. What if you get Kenny versus CM Punk?
That would be awesome, too.
You know what? That is the match. You want to fill that freaking building? That's the match. That's how you do it.
I disagree with that. Here's my two main events. Kenny versus Jericho for the IWGP Championship. Okada versus CM Punk.
Okada versus CM Punk.
Because that's something you never thought you'd see. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, either or, man. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or Punk and the Young Bucks versus the Briscoes.
What do you think of Money in the Bank?
I think it's... I don't know what to think of it.
It's too many matches.
They're doing a 4-on-4, right? So you're going to get like an 8-man and an 8-woman, right? And a lady's going to get a briefcase and a guy's going to get a briefcase. And I think they were talking about doing a ladder match, Money in the Bank also. A tag team Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of looking forward to that because they've never done that before.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
do you think? So we're going to get three ladder matches at this show.
Right.
They're going to announce a tag one. Did they announce it yet or no?
Okay,
no.
I would love it.
They're gonna announce it. They're gonna announce the tag one. You got the women's one, and you got the men's one.
Right.
Who wins this men's Money in the Bank?
I have no idea. What was the qualifying? Rusev's qualified.
Rusev is qualified. Daniel Bryan clean.
Uh huh.
By the way, that's part of a storyline for Daniel Bryan. Don't worry.
Right.
Now people are freaking out over this.
You know what? Let's look it up because I feel like that should be on.
There's still plenty for qualifiers.
Yeah. Jinder's not in it. The Roman qualifying thing was great from the other day. The end of that?
Mm-mm.
The match on Monday?
I didn't see the end.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. I read it. I didn't see it.
And to answer your question before, I think the program that after Nakamura needs to have Joe in there.
The program with
that belt.
With AJ whoever has the title.
Yeah, whatever that.
Yeah, whoever has the title has to go with Joe. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they've done to this. Like, they've neutered Nakamura in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to see Joe and AJ more than I want to see Nakamura Joe again.
Really?
Because we saw three of them in NXT, and by the third one, it wasn't that great.
I don't know, man. I disagree with that. I think a lot of guys have a lot left in the tank as far as like quality stuff. I think they're also keeping Nakamura healthy because he's a little older. So they're kind of like, listen, like save the big stuff for later.
So we got Miz, Braun, and Finn so far.
Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, right?
Rusev.
I don't know. I don't want to see Braun with a briefcase.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
I don't want to see Finn with the briefcase.
I honestly think at this point between these four guys, it's going to be Finn or Miz.
Finn or Miz. No, definitely not Miz. Maybe Finn.
Why not Miz?
I don't think they want to put the title on him. He's so good at the upper mid card. I think they want to keep him there.
I feel like it's going to be Miz, and he's going to cash in on, let's say, AJ Styles or Nakamura. You know, I think that you're going to have that, like, that weird thing, because I feel like he's going to insert himself. The dude's money. You know, like,
yeah.
Did you watch the fake talking smack?
I didn't watch it, no.
After Backlash?
No.
It was really good, and Miz stole it. Yet again, the Miz came out on top with that stuff, you know? The guy, I don't know, man, like, this guy's going to go down in, like, modern wrestling history as, like, some kind of insane workhorse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he just pushes himself to the limit, and he has a lot in the tank, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys talk about that, too. They're like, yo, Miz is everywhere. He does all the media. He's a decent wrestler. Guy's never really gotten hurt.
Yeah.
You know, great on the mic, great look. Reality TV star at this point. He's got a show now with his wife. I think they're definitely thinking about putting that belt on him again. And you know what?
Maybe.
This time, I think people will get more behind him.
He beats Braun.
Oh, my God.
Watch people lose their mind.
How great would that be? The ultimate troll. Braun, I don't want to see you with the briefcase because he doesn't need it.
But Braun definitely is going to win that title.
Yes, but Braun's character does not need the
briefcase. No, he does not need the briefcase, but nobody needs the freaking briefcase, you know?
As far as the ladies go, you have so far Ember Moon, Charlotte. Poor Charlotte, man. Like, one of her implants popped, and she also broke her teeth.
Yeah, her teeth
overseas.
Got knocked out. Yeah,
like, poor girl.
Yeah.
So far Ember Moon and Charlotte, and then, you know, we'll see what comes after that. By the way,
Justin's getting the same surgery on Wednesday.
Oh no!
Her implant ruptured.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Were you practicing?
No,
nobody. Were you wrestling? Did you give her like a frog splash?
I gave her a frog swanton. And went.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah, so she has to go in for that. Let's see. Let's do questions.
Yeah, let's do a couple of questions.
Give me your questions, and then we'll wrap it up. And Rich and I are out of here.
And then I'm gonna buy this guy a beer for his birthday.
I need one. I haven't drank in a week.
What do you guys think about the fans walking out of Backlash? We already talked about that. I think people just wanted to be traffic.
Yeah.
Let's take your questions, guys.
They're on a delay.
Yeah, I know they're on a delay. What is it? 10 seconds.
I don't know. Sometimes it's 30. Sometimes it's 15.
TMC the show. How do you guys feel about Lesnar's champ this long? Are they doing it just to pass? Doing it just past Punk? Has it hurt Reigns? I don't think it's hurt anybody.
No.
I just think it's like, you know what? That's a gripe I have with wrestling, which I have none. But I'm like, you know what? This Lesnar thing's it's getting a little too old for me. You know?
Yeah. No, I think it's time.
I like seeing the belt on.
What
Monday
do you think
Night
about
Raw?
Jericho Dominion? I absolutely love it. I'm surprised that they were able to get it done so quickly, the new deal with them. Him and Naito.
Oh, it's going to be good. How do you like the goth makeup Jericho?
Oh, my God, dude. He looked like a weird dad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
He had a makeup on under the Lucha mask.
Okay, you know my brother's weird friend Jake?
No.
I think you've met him. He's like a metal guy, has like long hair. He looks like a monster, like a troll.
You've maybe. Seen him.
Okay. So he hangs out with like these older metalheads. Uh-huh. And they do like the eye, like the whole makeup uh-huh. thing and everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's what he looks like. He looks like a guy that's really into metal that walks around the street bumming cigarettes off of people.
Also, but he also had a Lucha mask on.
He did. He had
but he had like
The eyes covered.
He had the eyes covered. Yeah. So, like, when he took the mask off, it just looked like it was melting.
Did you hear his promo afterwards?
No.
Oh, my God. It's the best. It wasn't promo. He's going to his car, and he's, like, just yelling and cursing.
That's great.
I got to play it for you.
So good.
MG Geek, do you have that link? I'm going to play it for Rich in a little bit.
I think Jericho, number one, Jericho is he's GOAT status at this point. But here's something insane.
Yeah.
Jericho did the Tokyo show.
Yeah.
He did the Greatest Royal Rumble. He's doing another.
He's going to be in WWE for something else.
Yeah, he's doing another New Japan show.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be all in.
I think so.
He's doing the cruise.
Maybe
he's
his own cruise. Wait a minute. Maybe he won't be all in because it's in the States. Maybe that's his thing with Vince.
Mm, interesting.
He's like, listen, I'll only wrestle there.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe that's the whole thing. He's like, I'm not going to wrestle here.
He's doing the Jericho Cruise.
He's doing the Jericho Cruise.
That's
maritime law.
And then
that doesn't count as.
Yeah, that's true. do you think we'll see AJ versus Joe at SummerSlam or hold off till WrestleMania? I don't know when that match is coming, but it's definitely coming.
SummerSlam.
I think AJ Styles is in such a beautiful position right now because
his hair is beautiful.
It's reviving old feuds, right? Just think about it. Like, AJ with the Nakamura, that's a feud that's brought over from Japan.
Yeah.
Right? AJ versus Joe will happen eventually, and that's a feud that's brought over from Impact, from TNA.
Dude, it's funny, right? Like, your two champions, one is 40, one is 41.
Great.
You know? Your top guys in the business. I prefer...
Older guys.
Older guys being the top... I do. I prefer older men. I prefer a gentleman. I prefer... Like the older guys, like 37 to 40 something, mm-hmm. holding these titles. If you think about it,
because they're men.
If you think Jeff Hardy,
yeah,
he's 42.
This dude's
posted this picture. He's the same age as Hogan.
Yes,
in at WrestleMania 93 when he looked terrible, mm-hmm. with Brutus.
Yeah,
I posted that picture.
Different.
He's
era,
42.
Man.
Bobby Roode is 40.
Great.
Hunter's still, you know, Hunter's 46. Brock is 41.
Like, everybody looks great. Yeah.
Cena's 40. Yeah. AJ's 40. Nakamura's 37, 38.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe is 38.
Yeah.
These are old men.
These
are guys that you would have said 10 years ago. Oh, they're at their end.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense. These guys have created. Why would you not push these guys if they, mm-hmm. have a name? It's, yeah. all about selling tickets.
Yeah.
And selling merch.
It's a different era, too, because these guys all take care of themselves way better than the dudes,
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah, it's not about the young guys being buried. You don't have a young guy to do it to yet. And we saw that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, when you put the titles on the young guys, you know what you did?
Yeah.
You rejected it just like you're rejecting you would now.
Randy Orton is the, I think, the only
Randy
young
Orton
guy.
Got rejected. Do you remember people, yes. were crapping all over that? The Rock is an exception.
Yeah.
The Rock, again, everybody brings up The Rock. You can't compare The Rock to anybody. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking anomaly.
Same thing with Brock.
Even in Hollywood and in the goddamn universe, mm-hmm. The Rock is an anomaly. Drew McIntyre, by the way.
Oh,
he,
what a stud.
He is a stud. He is gnarly, this guy.
I would love a Drew McIntyre versus Brock feud. I would love Drew McIntyre versus Roman. That dude is ridiculous. Like, I tweeted the other day, I was like, he came back a man. You know
what? Yeah, he did. He's the guy. If I were booking WWE, he, mm-hmm. would be the guy to beat.
He's
Brock.
The chosen one again.
He would be the one for me. Yeah, 130%. This guy is a good worker. I've seen. By the way, I met him and I've seen him at Evolve.
He's amazing. Okay?
You want a sense of reality hits.
Yeah.
It was him. And like Roderick Strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like all the little guys.
I think Gargano.
It was
and
Gargano.
I think, what's his name? TJP.
And TJP.
And out
and
comes
him.
But here's the thing. Out comes Drew Galloway and EC3 came out at the same time.
He made EC3 look
tiny. Yeah.
Tiny.
The big dude, man.
This guy is so big and it just, how is he not a top star?
Exactly.
Is baffling to me. This guy is the one. If you ask me, he's a decent promo.
Yeah.
When he's aggressive, he's a nice aggressive promo.
Ugh.
This guy, he's a total package.
He is the total package.
He really is. He really is a total package, this guy. And I really hope they treat him as that because,
yes.
you don't get these guys like this. You know, you wanted that match. You know what that Daniel Bryan match should have been? Him versus David Bryan.
Oh,
Daniel Bryan.
David Bryan too.
David Bryan too. Daniel Bryan versus Drew McIntyre.
Oh my God!
Who should have been the match?
Here's another theory I have, which is Vince goes back to the well sometimes.
Yeah,
like when he's like, "All right, you know what? That Miz thing didn't really work out too well the first time around. It's coming back, right? The Chosen One didn't really work out the first time around. Guess what? It's happening again. So it's kind of like Vince will, like, the stuff that Vince likes, He will constantly
go back to it.
Come and bring it back.
He is a,
Bobby Lashley, perfect Bobby example. Lashley. Bobby Lashley is getting so much effing airtime.
What's going on with Bobby Lashley?
I don't know.
What was that? What was that Dear Mama promo?
It was great. I think it was just weird and like kind of like out of context.
Okay, the whole thing was weird. Is this his gimmick now?
That he loves his mama?
He loves his mama and his sisters?
And his sisters. I think it was supposed to be a very wholesome promo that
Dude, I can't stop staring at his eyebrows and his baby skin.
They're very thin.
They're not thin. They're non-existent.
You think they're tattooed
on? They're tattoos.
No.
Yes.
It can't be.
Those are tattooed on eyebrows.
Why would you tattoo eyebrows? I think they're
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Okay.
Look at his previous photos. Mm-hmm. He's lacking eyebrows.
I think you have great... If somebody was going to tattoo eyebrows on themselves,
it would be me.
They should be yours.
My eyebrows look like...
They should be your eyebrows.
These eyebrows great belong eyebrows. On a tranny or a Kardashian.
No. No. You have great eyebrows.
I could take them off.
Whoa, shit!
That's the big reveal. It's been amazing. Me, Austin. It's been me all along.
I can't imagine you without eyebrows.
My eyebrows are ridiculous.
They're great.
So, first of all, I need to talk about Bobby Lashley, first of all.
Yes, please.
His goopaline he was wearing. The goopaline.
Him and Sammy are going to be a tag team now.
The goopalines.
Yeah.
He's wearing a goopaline, which I loved it. His skin.
It's beautiful.
It's just, I've never seen something so silky smooth.
Yeah. Listen.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack, man. Like, he 41 years old.
The dude looks great. Yeah. I'm not knocking him. But there is something mesmerizing when you stare at him where I can't understand what's going on. And he's so gentle-spoken, but he looks like a turnip.
Black Captain America.
He looks so unnatural, you know?
You know what? Like, Bobby Lashley, Bobby Lashley... I think I know why. Bobby Lashley has the physique of a 90s superhero.
Yes.
Right? Like, when we were kids and we'd read comic books, everybody was like...
You know what it looks like?
Super
it looks like
jacked.
He looks like synthol body. You know what, like, those Brazilians pump synthol in their body?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, but he actually looks like that. Like, that's his body.
He's a superhero. That Bobby Lashley will be the next WWE superhero. Imagine if WrestleMania was Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the title.
I would love that.
Bobby Lashley
versus Vince's dream.
Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. I'm down with that.
And the dude's not a bad fighter.
No, not at all. He's a great record.
We are going to get Lashley Lesnar.
I'm happy with that, man.
And what was the WWE's cage match? What was their octagon? What did they call it? Dan Severn's and.
Oh yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on, MG Geek. You know this.
Bob Hazelwood, Hogan back in WWE by SummerSlam.
100%.
Yes, we will be doing...
It was supposed to be WrestleMania, by the way.
We'll be doing an all-Hogan Patreon episode.
It was supposed to be WrestleMania.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what? Martin Luther King Day. That's when they bring him back.
Next year.
I mean, WWE says done the curb stomp.
Two on the nose.
I'm here to apologize, brother. Brother.
I would love that. I would love that.
I want him to wrestle one more match.
Hogan?
Yeah.
He could disintegrate when he crashes?
It would be like the
end of the war. People get really mad. People get really mad at our Hogan conversation sometimes.
Who cares?
And they think that we're really into Hogan.
I am really into Hogan.
Yeah. Do I want to see Hogan have a match? No, but do I want to see him do...
Yes.
Yes, 130%.
Go back into the archives of the WWE Network, and you'll see exactly why this dude was on top. And also, on the second...
Lion's Den. Yeah, I want to see Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar in a Lion's Den match.
On the second... I'll do that Hogan point, and then we'll wrap up. On the second Bruce Pritchard... Network podcast.
How great is Bruce and Conrad?
Very good, very good.
Guys. I I've spoken to Conrad multiple times. I think he is. Remember how I said Sean Oliver is the best interviewer?
Yeah,
I take it back. Sean is great. I really love Conrad's approach.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so easy to listen to, and I've become a big fan of his.
Yeah, Conrad's great.
Yeah, Conrad. Big shout out. You're doing unbelievable.
But on that, Bruce Pritchard, the second episode, he talks about the rise and fall of the Mega Powers.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable because it's good backstage stuff with Hogan and Savage and how, like, Savage had to pull the wagon of the company because Hogan was taking time off.
Yeah.
And just like that 80s, like if you're a child of the 80s or like if you're into that 80s Hogan, like that dude was a superhero. And yeah. I feel like for the last like 30 years, Vince has been like looking for that new superhero, you know, a lightning in a bottle, that guy. And I think you have like hints of it here and there. Like I'd love John Cena a lot more if he seemed like he was not a robot. I think the thing that made Hogan work was the fact that
he was a robot.
Brother up, man. He'd be like, oh, how you doing? Blah, 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 brother. You know, yeah. Cena just seems like he's a very serious individual.
Yeah. There's nothing fun about him,
which is okay.
It's fine.
You know, and I feel like he has coordinated fun. Like, I'm going to go to the bar and have 3 shots of tequila, you know?
Yeah.
I'm planning this for next Saturday.
For next week.
And whatever, man. And then Roman also, like, Roman has that superhero thing, but people just effing do not like that guy.
Dude, if they had just turned him 2 years ago. This all would have been gone.
Yeah.
He would have been the number one baby face in the company.
If he won that Rumble, I think.
You know how you do it?
Yeah.
You would have turned him. He would have been a monster heel. The Shield is getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same time they're doing the Shield reunion, Roman Reigns shows up to save them. And now you turn him baby face. And now you have this great baby face on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You got him as a heel. Now he's a face. And he won't be booed. I highly doubt he would have been booed if they just had turned him and then turned him back.
I think I agree with that. I also think what I would do is if I was booking Roman, and this is what I would love to see, and I think this is how you get him to be cheered at this point.
Yeah.
You haven't beat Brock, right? And then you tweak his character to the point where he just does not talk anymore and just kicks everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And he also throws the belt into the ring like NATO.
I would love that.
Throw the belt into the ring.
Yeah, not give
fight,
a shit.
Just like beat up whoever it is and then walk out.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, oh shit, this dude's, oh my God, this guy's great.
Yeah.
No promo, just walk out. Like people will challenge him, run their mouth, walks out, kicks their ass.
Yeah,
that's it. You know?
I agree.
And then you have the showdown with him and Braun because those guys do not have to talk at all. And that would be an amazing, amazing fight. And they're coming back to that too. They're coming back to that feud again. Just
overthinking doesn't fix things. All right, guys, that's it. I got to get out of here.
Goodbye.
All right, that's it for this week. We'll be back Tuesday.
That works.
Okay, let's do Tuesday. Baby. Let's get back to Tuesday. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.